Hello, I'm Josh, and this is Doc.
Hello.
Rip.
I want to introduce Gleb too.
Oh my god. This is Gleb.
Gleb is in the podcast. He was here all the time.
The whole entire time.
He was just moving, talking in silence, but he was.
He's here. He's here. Part of the podcast. This is a podcast, and you're listening, and you're not going to
stop. This is a thing. This is a podcast. Welcome.
Welcome. And you're not going to stop listening until it's done.
Ooh. Yeah, so we're controlling your brain.
Yeah. With a brain control. It's like one joystick, one little joystick, and I'm like moving it around. And then you have the buttons, and it's just two buttons. You're like pressing them.
No, it's like 1,000 buttons, and I'm pressing everything without knowing what does anything do.
You have like 1,000 buttons, and I just have a joystick.
Yes. No, but I'm pressing everything because, yeah.
Yeah. You say.
Have you seen that, in Madagascar, the penguins?
Oh, yeah, just... Wait, I have a keyboard in front of me. Oh, that didn't go through, did it? Oh, wait, whoops. I, like, muted something. I should not have, like... Okay, that's fine.
You do that and your computer explodes.
My computer just explodes. It erases everything. Nothing worked. Hello. Duck is dead. I killed her and she's gone. It's just me. And I just wanted to tell you that half of what we had recorded is now gone and it got erased and deleted. I don't know why. Computers are just like that. They hate me and I hate them back. But just keep that in mind. Thank you. I love you. Enjoy. It cuts into like a random piece. So for a second, you won't know what we're talking about. But you'll catch along. Thank you. Bye.
Adventure Time is also the kind of thing that I watch at the hotels. Like literally, when I was small, I didn't even know what the series was. But I remember like that episode that was like the Floor is Lava.
Yeah.
And me watching that in a hotel, like that was like 4-H stuff, basically, like
right.
This series that was in English and I didn't understand English at that time. It was like,
yeah,
oh, that series. I wonder what it's about actually. But oh. I never look it up.
Oh my gosh, like your curiosity peaked. Oh yeah, that episode is great. I love that episode. Yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. I think like we trailed really far away from a thought that I had, so I'm just gonna forget about that thought because it's like way too far behind.
You can tell it anyways.
No, I forgot it.
Once a thought, always a thought. In this podcast.
Well, apparently not because I forgot it already.
So I was in the train of thought.
It got dropped off really early.
I think I also lost. I don't know.
You know what I realized? We didn't do like a hello. I guess we could do that like towards the end and then just edit it into the beginning.
This was totally planned from the beginning. This was not edited at all.
Mm-mm. No, there's no editing. We just are good at talking.
Yes. I watched this podcast of these guys that was called like the Sleep Depriving Podcast, I think.
Oh.
I lag so much with that podcast too. It was very random.
That sounds funny, actually. I should check that out.
I don't know if you know Schlatt.
Oh, yes, I do. Jay Schlatt.
Yeah. Oh, he's in that podcast.
Got it.
And there's other people. Yeah.
Now I have to watch it. Oh, my God. I love that guy.
Yeah. She's very wrong.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Oh, Thought, please don't leave me. Dang it, it's leaving. The dementia's kicking in. I forgot what I was going to say. He was about this spot. Oh, God. Gone. Dang. Wait, no. I really forgot.
Jesus loves me.
I got distracted. No, yeah, it's good. Huh?
There's a meme of the Mandela Catal with that, and I have been watching that. And yeah, I love that meme. It's very, Nothing.
You showed me, because I don't know which meme. I don't think I've ever even seen.
It's by the Serpello animation.
Oh. From there. Okay, then I think I remember, but I don't remember. I haven't seen that video in a while, but I love that video.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait. I also forgot. Oh, actually, yeah, well, way back into the conversation, too. But the song, Eating My Computer.
Oh, Eating My Computer. Oh, right. Yeah. You did mention that. Oh, my God. What about it?
So it's a song that talks about this guy slowly eating his computer and show it to action.
Oh.
But the thing about it is that I heard this song without having a little of thought into the lyrics of the song. But sometime later, I watched this. Well, I hear. I don't know. watch a podcast is a little. I hear this. The Magnus Archives episode, right? Mm-hmm. And it was. And after I hear that, I hear the song again, and I was like, wait a second. And it was a song about that episode, basically.
Right. Oh.
So it was all based on that. And that was one of the most, I don't know if interesting, but it's very cool episodes of the Magnus Archives. I understand why there's like a song based. But it's so random because out of context, that song is very silly, really.
Yeah, I would also eat my computer if I had the chance.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's you. That's
that's definitely me.
You're the guy who eats his computer.
That's
slowly.
Me. Yeah. I tasted a podcast the other day. It tasted really good.
And then I smell this podcast, this new podcast thing.
I was gonna say
it was like pie put in a podcast.
Yeah. It's like, this podcast doesn't smell really good. What?
Imagine if you could actually smell podcasts, like if you could put smells and stuff.
Wait, that's 2026, the new YouTube update. You can now smell stuff, smell videos.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You can smell ads now.
You can smell ads.
Besides watching the unskippable 1 hour ad, now you can also taste it and smell it.
No! Oh, God. What if it's about, like, share space? Just smells like money.
No, it's about food. So you have just to be hungry.
Yeah. Now. Oh, that's true. You get, like, a McDonald's ad, and you're like, I think I want McDonald's.
No.
Wonder why. Must have been because I heard it.
Lately, I've been noticed, maybe because I watch a lot of YouTube lately, but there are times that the ads just seems too conveniently the topic. I mean, I imagine that they put the ad in the video, depending on the thing that is the video. Like, if it's about some horror stuff, like, they're going to put this horror series ad, basically. But there are times that it just feels like literally the thing that they're talking at the moment, and it just comes an ad that is about something. I don't know. It's
the FBI agents. They hear everything we say.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, good thing we're not watching something right now, or else it would be about an ad about ketchup and mustard. I don't know.
Put ketchup in your potatoes. And mustard in your molasses.
Oh, wait, actually, that's true. In your molasses.
I love this one.
The potatoes and yes.
And molasses. Also, it's so fire, the new, that little short that they made.
Oh, you're right.
Over the garden wall.
That's so awesome.
Fire.
It's awesome, yes. I love it. I love it so much. Can't even say anything about it. It's just awesome. It reminds me of wood.
It smells like wood.
Yeah, it smelled. I smelled the video. It smelled so woody.
It smells so clay, but like yellow clay. It's literally clay, right?
I don't know. Wasn't it wood? I don't know.
Oh, they're made of Wood? Yeah, actually, I have no idea.
Yeah, but I loved stop motion, so I'm so glad they did that. I don't know. I think it's because I grew up with like stop motion. Because do you know the little movies, Wallace and Gromit?
Wallace
and Gromit. It's like a dog and then like a bald dude with like a green vest.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think like, I know.
Yeah.
That was stop motion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. I can imagine like a series with stop motion that has to be over time.
Yeah. No, I mean they were basically like movies. They were just they were just movies. So yeah. Also like Coraline.
No, I thought it was a series. Oh, Coraline too, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the Tim Burton, well, no, I think that most is mostly 3D, but then you get the movie.
Yeah.
There is stop motion, yeah. And it's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop motion is fire. I want to eat it because it looks like it would crunch or mush in my mouth.
I think I remember the actual first ideas of stop motion that I have. Like, not like I haven't watched anything in stop motion, but when I knew what it was because of this Gravity Falls episode that it was about them getting into the these abandoned studios or something, and there was this like the evil clay stuff.
Yeah, the clay cyclops.
and yeah, I think that was my first reference of like what stop motion exactly was.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I remember that episode. That episode, I think it actually like scared me as a kid. I think. Yeah, I don't know, it was just weird.
I think one of the episodes that scares me the most in Gravity Falls as a kid, it was the second of the second season that was about the shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter. Wait, I don't remember actually.
When Dipper confesses to Wendy by accident.
Oh, basically. Wait, I do remember that. Right.
But yeah, I think that was like kind of...
And spooky.
And also the mansion, Northwest Mansion episode of Pacifica.
Oh wait, that episode was actually really cool. I think it was like the first episode that actually had like blood, no? Because the animals?
Yeah, it had a lot of blood coming from the walls.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty scary as a kid, definitely. I was like, what is going on? Yeah.
I mean, I watched it when I was like 12 or 13 even.
Right.
Oh,
I was probably older. I was just a big baby, I guess.
But at that time, yeah, I think I already have like lost a little of the fear that I had. I swear, I used to watch anything ghost related and I will like no sleep would be like super scared. This, you know, El Chavo del Ocho?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Of course, you know, I mean, that's a stupid question, but just to say. But yeah, there was this episode of like Don Ramon and there were like ghosts of Ramon. Yeah. And for some reason, I was scared and traumatized after that.
Oh my, really? Tenía que ser el chavo. And then he's like,
tenía que ser el chavo que me traumatizara. No.
Tenía que ser el chavo. I don't know. No. He's like a ghost.
I need to rewatch. Honestly, if we remember, we have to do like El Chavo Marathon.
Yeah, just monotone.
Because yeah.
You can't even hear what they're saying. They're just mumbling.
Search on me. Now it goes off again.
I think I keep having like thoughts and then we just like trail off from them and then I forget about them.
Eventually, there's a moment that is like, recharging energy thoughts.
Recharging energy thoughts. Just sitting and staring at a wall until we regain the thoughts. We should just leave these like parts in. Just us sitting and staring at a wall. We should put some like little audio that's like elevator music. Do 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 do.
Ding 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 ding. I love the video of Marvin vibing with that song.
Oh wait, it's, you're so right. Oh my gosh, I know that video.
It's a piece of art.
we should tag him in this podcast right now.
He will join the next podcast. We have a special guest. You're never gonna guess.
I would cry. I'd be crying the whole time. Like, so what do you have to say about just Josh?
Anyways, place the elevator music. Do your thinking. No, and he says then, so that's when the divide of 87, and then we cry and we say, he said the thing.
He said the thing. I'm in love, I think.
Was that the sewer or 20,000?
Yeah. Is this the podcast?
You see that alien meme? I love alien memes so much. It has to be one of the best.
That was. We should put like a voice changer. It's like an alien voice changer.
Blurb. Oh, all right, you're...
No, sorry, it's because like your thing glitched out for a moment, and I was like, wait, what?
My what?
Yeah, your like voice, it like glitched out. It like, I don't know, it like did like a weird, I don't know.
Actually, I wasn't hearing you. It was like, I thought you were mute or something.
Oh, really? Oh, I guess it was the same thing for me. Oh, shoot.
Isn't it a little ironic that the search happens when I'm talking about aliens? Literally.
Yeah. Wait,
I subconsciously start talking about in Glertorium.
Oh God, you summoned them. They flew over our house. They flew over the house, and then the connection was lost for a second.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen Monsters versus Monsters versus Aliens?
Wait. That's one of the things that traumatizes us as a kid.
Really? It's so silly.
I think it wasn't the movie. It was like a short or something, I think, of those things. Oh, and God. For some reason, again, it was one of these things that it got stuck in my brain, and it was like so weird and scary for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't the movie. I think I never watched the movie, actually. Oh. I had to watch the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a...
That's interesting. I want to be traumatized also by Monsters vs. Aliens. I don't know why.
No, because it was like at night it was and there was the girl, right? And I think it was like they start collapsing or transforming on something or I don't know, melting. But I don't know, but it was like so yeah, this weird being is being like deformed or something that it's enough to scare me as a kid, honestly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would probably be traumatized. I don't know what clip that could be.
What were your worst traumas in like visual trauma as a kid?
Probably like creepypastas, like, you know, like the usual one. Smile Dog. I don't know. There was more, but I forgot. It's probably like Slenderman. I think Slenderman scared me at one point. Yeah. And then I think we talked about this once where like I used to be scared of Five Nights at Freddy's when I was a kid. Yeah. When it like first came out.
That was my biggest trauma, actually.
Yeah. What else? I'm trying to think. Probably like dark rooms. I was probably like scared of dark. I think every kid was, right? That's like a normal kid scared thing.
Dark rooms. I actually don't know what is.
Like, no. I mean like just like a dark room. Just like.
Oh, dark. No, yeah.
Yeah, just like being in the dark.
Maybe when I watch horror stuff, still probably.
Yeah, not me anymore. I'm cool like that. Yay!
I wish.
Makes sense. I kind of like once you get not scared of things, I think you like wish the opposite. I want to be scared of stuff again.
I saw a video that just talked about that actually. That was like they love horror. Ever since they were like a teen or very young, and eventually because of that they start like, you know, getting used to that and not being scared of that anymore. Right. So they just wish to have that feeling again, that thrill of a horror.
Being scared, yeah. Wow.
For me, because I don't consume horror so often. I literally, for me, it's like. I'm not so scared of it, but I also think it's because I don't watch it so often. So it's like when I do, I actually still get a little scared of it.
Yeah.
But I guess that's a cool feeling to have, like, that probably is still alive. I can still feel that.
Yeah, it is a good feeling. Like drugs, I don't know.
I also felt that when I went to the haunted house, it was like the first time that I being in a haunted house. So it's like, it was really scary, scary. Like, I think I was literally the less scared of my family. There are adults. Yeah. And I was like, I was just having a fun time. But it's also like the intrigue of what's going to happen next, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I guess there are still things that, like, wait, no, that's different. Like, getting nervous, that's different, huh? Well, I guess it's not the same thing, right? If you, like, feel adrenaline, I mean, like, you know, does it count if I get scared when I'm, like, gonna take my driver's test or something? Is that the...
That's anxiety, I guess. Nervous.
You're right. It's probably not the same thing. Yeah, I guess not then.
Okay. Wait. I feel that I have that feeling of anxiety more often, I think. But yeah, it's not the same. Horror is like different.
Yeah, it's like I guess it's sort of different. I don't know. It feels sort of
scary or something that you don't even know what it is. Like,
yeah. Anxiety podcast. Yay. I think that smile actually does that kind of well, sort of. Because I guess in a way it's kind of horror about like having anxiety, because Smile, the horror movie.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what it's about, right? Like, it's about, like, having, like, past trauma and carrying, like, the anxiety of it. So...
it was, like, a constant panic for her.
Yeah.
But I think if I really talk about a horror movie about anxiety,
mm-hmm.
because I feel anxious watching that, like... when I can feel anxious...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watching something is like, that really... But it was Midsommar.
Oh.
I don't know if you have seen that one.
I haven't, but I've heard so much about it, and I've heard how many times I have to watch it. And I've even heard some of the scenes, and it sounds kind of crazy. Like I heard some of the scenes, I was like, oh god, I'm not sure if I want to watch
that. Brother, the ending of Midsommar is literally the first episode of Digital Circus. You see that scene of like a pony smiling and the music.
Oh my god. Like, they're going crazy.
That's literally the ending scene of Midsommar. She's like, he has this Zoom camera and she starts smiling like with madness, basically.
Oh my god.
With the madness.
We should like clip that part.
And she's Well, she's probably more anxious than the pony. She's like suffering the entire movie. Like,
that's true.
Expected to be very in a hard situation that no one understands or wants to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna clip that part of the movie and then edit over the Amazing Digital Circus song. Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
Very sus.
I love that song. Also,
What?
I don't know. Actually, you say your thing. I think it was gonna be more interesting.
Not really. I just was going to say that yeah, the first time I watched that, it was a very but you don't.
Yeah. I should watch that movie. I will probably be traumatized more than scared, I think. Like, more than scared, I think I'm just going to be traumatized from, like, the things I see.
It's exactly as fair, and in the sense of, like, psychological horror that doesn't rely so much in, you know, paranormal beings or anything like that. It's just weird. It's just disturbing.
It's just really because disturbing.
It doesn't lead me to, sleepless night because of being scared by something that's not real, but it definitely leaves an impression.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think all gore, most gore-y horror movies do that to me. Because, like, I don't know, I don't like gore. I really don't. Like, and then I remember, like, the thing, like, forever. And then I'm just like, bro, get that thought out of my head. That's so nasty.
I think we're the opposite then, because you're not scared of like the horror related like paranormal things, but you're more scared by the gore. Not scared, but like that. It's like traumatized.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I just really don't like gore. It's so nasty, bro.
It's like I don't have like a likeness. Like, you know, there's people who's really like, yeah, gore. Honestly, be normal, but I mean. I don't know, it's like it doesn't affect me so much to watch it. It's like, well, this is very interesting. I want to see. I don't know if I want or don't want to see where this is going to. But yeah, always that it has to like a point. Mm-hmm. Like those movies have a point. So for me, it's like, well, yeah, I don't know.
yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But yeah, it's just...
yeah, because you know, Happy Tree Friends. Happy Tree Friends. It's like a, like they're like little cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't played it or seen it. I don't know if it's a game or something.
No, it's a show. It's like those little cartoon animals, but then they like later in the episode they like die horrifically in like super gory ways. Oh my gosh, I always hated that show, and I honestly still kind of do. Like I don't know, like it's like poor animal. I don't know. I guess I feel bad when I see like people or stuff like die on like TV. Like I don't know.
This is gore of my comfort character.
Yeah. Yes.
Like that meme.
That's me. Oh my god. Yeah. I don't know. It just. I don't know. Like when a character dies, like okay, yeah. But when a character dies in like the most gruesome way, it's like, oh god, was that necessary? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Most of those things are literally played by. Even like that dark humor, like in that sense.
Yeah.
Only for the thrill of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pretty random. Oh, the, you know, the Pinkie Pie video.
Yeah, I do know that video. Yeah.
I had a friend, actually, my friend that was also into Five Nights at Freddy.
Yeah.
And she knew that video too, and it was like, I think she traumatizes my other friends with it.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah, I got traumatized as a kid watching that video because that's when I saw it. I was like, oh god. Pinkie Pie.
I didn't. I wasn't into a lot of internet things as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, but I remember the Slenderman game. That's like, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, maybe Slenderman didn't really scare me that much. I actually think I might have had like a little obsession for it. I think I liked it. I think I was just thought it was cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't into creepypastas either, so
no.
like when I was a teen, I started like knowing all the lore of the creepypastas and stuff, but I didn't really get so deep into it, and it was like, yeah,
right.
I don't know. it was past time that I was like super scared by stuff, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever have you seen that Mickey Mouse one, the Treasure Island creepypasta?
No.
No, yeah, I think that one might be my favorite, like, of all the creepypastas ever. Because it's, like, I don't know. Because it's, like, interesting. Because, you know, like, Disneyland, it's about Disneyland. It's, like, horror about Disneyland. And I guess, like, besides, like, being, like, a Disney fan, also, like, I don't know. It's interesting because there's, like, things about Disneyland that are, like, actually true. Like, hidden lore that Disneyland actually, like, has. And then the creepypasta just takes that. And makes it, like, more scary, you know? So, in a way, part of it is kind of true, which makes it more interesting.
Oh my God, I just remember also these videos that I used to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I swear, they're so silly. You know, this kind of thing, like, the secret, the lost episode of the Smurfs.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I think so.
Brother, I remember, it was also the images of, like, one of these top... like, yeah, that they do like tops and stuff like that, and kind of.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I watched a lot of those, and yeah, those scare me so much too. Like,
yeah,
I was, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was scared of like any top 10 YouTube video that had like spooky ambience going on as a kid. Those would scare me, and I would watch them anyways because I don't know, I just liked watching them, and then they would leave me spooked at night.
It was a thrill of it.
I remember there was this one time when I watched the history of Japan. Wait, I don't know why I brought that up. I just that has nothing to do with this. I have no idea why my brain just decided to bring that up right now.
You just mix ideas.
That was so random. Let's pretend I didn't say that.
But I don't know. I really remember this image of the Smurfs. I think I got traumatized, and then it was like every time I saw the Smurfs, I was disturb.
Oh god. Wait, I hated as a kid when that happened. When like you saw like a scary image of like your favorite character or just like a character that you see a lot, right? So then now every time you see it, it was
There
just
are
like,
demons.
yeah.
They are based on this demon
Yeah.
talk stuff. Look at this creepy image. I'm traumatized for life.
Yeah. And then you like didn't want to close your eyes at night. Oh gosh, I remember that feeling. And I miss it, even though it sucked to have it.
I literally threw up the day that I watched the FNAF musical videos, basically. And it was, and then I was like, I went to the friend that play that showed me those, and I was like, super serious, like, I don't want to know anything about Finance and Freddy ever again in my life. And he was like, in the same serious, it was like super serious moment. It was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Just
And
like
also it's like, 3 years later, it might be crazy, well, but yeah,
that's
I
it.
got into that kind of for some time after that when I was a teen.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I
I will
was
never guess that they will become so popular, actually. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, actually, I'm actually really glad it like gained so much popularity, 'cause at one point there was definitely a point where I was like, dude, they have to make a movie of FNAF, and then everybody would be like, no, yeah, no, that's never gonna happen. Like, hello, it's a video game. People don't make movies about video games, or at least small ones like this one.
It might be crazy when I'm not the spell.
Exactly. That's funny.
Yeah.
And then now I just like get to go up to them and be like, I was right. I was right. You were wrong. I'm better. That's it. And I leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, you remember your first horror movies that you watched?
My first horror movie. It might have been a Paranormal Activity movie. One of those. Probably. Maybe. Not really sure.
For me.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, it's probably that's probably like the first one I ever like officially like watched like all the way through without closing my eyes or leaving the room or something. Yeah, that's it. I think so.
But it was called a paranormal activity.
It's called Paranormal Activity. Yeah, without the at the beginning. I don't know. There's like multiple of them. I don't know. Yeah.
I think for me it was like the Conjuring, something like that.
I don't.
The yeah, but yeah, actually I watched that like covering my eyes from time to time.
Yeah, honestly,
But I was like 8. This so what but yeah.
yeah, that still counts. I think that still counts as watching a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, and I still like was very scared for some nights. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also some years later, I remember that was the first movie that I went with this friend and we said like we're gonna watch this horror movie. And we went to my house and yeah, it was It.
Yeah, oh, it was it?
It
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
and at that time actually I started my face that I was like at the moment that I watched the horror thing I'm not scared at all. I can see like the other people like my friend was kind of scared at some points and I was just chill. But then when it's like the moment that I have to be alone at night that there is when I feel the fear.
Yeah. Did you know that there is a Slenderman movie? Did you know that?
No.
So I don't know when it came out, probably like 2014, I think it was, when I watched it. And then it was so weird. Like, okay, at first it was it, there's parts where it's just kind of corny, kind of cheesy, kind of lame, but there was like parts with like flashing images that I was low-key like, what am I watching? And then I don't know, they were like really uncomfortable flashing images. And then by the time like when we went to sleep, I was already watching this in like a house at my cousin's house where like it was already like a scary house that I didn't really like going to sleep in. And then that night was horrible for me. I was just scrolling on my phone because I was a little small man and I was like, yeah, that feeling that you said, like where you're like alone at night and you're like, oh God. This is when the scary kicks in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I used to have a room for my own, and well, yeah, I struggle a lot with sleeping alone, and that will just make it worse, basically.
Yeah. Sleeping alone as a kid was definitely scary.
It wasn't until that I was 12 that I was able to sleep. I mean, it was literally so like a shift out of nowhere, I think. It was just like, yeah, I just started sleeping alone, finally. And that's it. That was it.
Yeah.
But it feels like something that used, like, you're like, I should be at this point already mature enough. And I repeat that so many times, but it never happened. Until that moment, that was just like, poof.
Poof.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then when I started sleeping alone, I would scare myself on purpose. just because I liked being scared at that point. Because once once I did get like my own room at one point in one house, that's when I already liked horror. So I just scared myself and didn't sleep.
The sleep deprived.
Yeah. Started early. That's crazy.
I also remember my first insomnia nights.
Yes.
It was, I literally was so scared in the sense of like, why can't I sleep? This is not normal. And then I was just like, yeah, that's something that happens sometimes, I guess, eventually. But yeah, because it's kind of weird when, I don't know, when that happens for the first time.
Yeah, it is weird. Because sleeping is like a thing that you're like, well, I'm supposed to be doing this. Why am I not doing it? I don't know.
Yeah, because it was like no reason at all. You know, you normally have like, for the horror stuff, it was like, yeah, that's a reason. But then it was like, I just can't sleep because I just can't sleep.
Yeah. Like, hello? I'm tired, but I'm not sleeping. What's happening? Body?
No idea.
Body, do your job. Do your job, body, please.
Yeah. The emotions in your head are just like playing Fortnite all night. And they forgot to press the sleep button.
Fortnite. I play it all night. I hate that song.
Actually, it's pretty much like they don't stop having thoughts. They're just replaying thoughts and stuff instead of, I don't know, going to sleep.
Yeah. And plus, when I had my own room, I had a TV in the room. Because it was a weird house. It was a weird little house where, like, the living room was a separate room. You know, like there was no living room in where the living room should be. Our living room was another room, and that was also
it was like room. Yeah, like inside instead of when you entered your house, I guess.
Yeah, no, it wasn't in the entrance, because in the entrance it was just the kitchen, but
yeah, that's what I mean. Like instead of being like in the entrance, it was like a room.
Yeah, it was a room. Yeah, and then it had the TV, and that was also my room, so I would sleep there, and I had the privilege of the TV in my room for the first time. So, yay, TV, no sleep. Oh, and that's also how I would watch, like, the weird, like, late-night obscure TV shows that would play on, like, Nickelodeon or, like, whatever. Because, you know, late-night TV would, like, get weird, you know?
I never watched late-night TV. Well, I mean, I didn't have the same channel, but for me, it was just local television, and that was usually, like, so I guess for me, it was just, like, fun.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, yeah.
I will, like, pass the night reading some... No, it was actually, yeah. When I start into the dark world of fan fiction.
Oh my gosh, fan fiction. Yes.
So, that was the start of me, the private nights.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Okay, what else we got? How long are we going for? I don't know.
I was going to ask that too. How much has been? How long has been?
Has been hotel? it's been an hour and 16 minutes.
Okay. Well, I imagine this is it, but...
imagine we're saying cool things and you're listening. Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm keeping that. that was perfect. Okay. What would be like our goodbye? What would we say for bye? Would it be like bye-bye?
See you next time on Disney Channel.
See you next time on... What if it was the opposite? See you never. Bye.
See you never. If you see me again, that's a mistake in reality.
if you watch this podcast again.
Un error en la realidad.
Yeah. We know who you are.
And then My Way by Todd Sinatra plays.
That's... Where?
And now the end is...
Did you crash out?
What? What did you crash out?
What? Wait, what did you... What noise did you make? Did you make like an out loud noise?
No, I think my microphone still have problems with the low noises.
Oh, yeah. I think you made a loud noise and I think it just like didn't register. I think it might be doing that too. Because there's sometimes when I like say something loud and then it like goes into the red bar. I'm like, oh God, did that register? Please.
I actually don't know either.
Yeah.
I hope it's... Next time I swear I'm going to calibrate it better. But yeah, this time it just...
Me too. I still don't even have it figured out.
It's complicated. Everyone, I've seen people saying like ops is complicated to learn for, like, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, OBS. Yeah.
OBS. Bananas.
Bananas. I love bananas. Where?
Oh, there's a song called Banana Man by Dolly Hall.
There is. I know that song. Oh my God. That's my anthem.
I love it because I remember hearing when it was doing this in Miami Beach and it was very sunny and I was like, this is just the perfect song for this climate and moment of history.
Yeah.
Very tropical song.
Very tropical.
Do you have banana?
Yay. Yeah, the other day I had banana pancakes. So good. I'm sorry. I'm coming up with like new banana foods every day. Like first it was what did I tell you first time? It was like okay, so I had banana bread.
Every episode you should bring a new banana.
New banana food.
New banana thing. Yeah, well, so the next day I threw banana apple.
Banana apple.
Banana jelly. Well my mom put jelly too. I want to taste that. No.
Banana jelly. I guess we can just title this thing spooky because we talked a lot about a spooky stuff.
Spooky traumatic experience.
Yeah.
That's gonna sound like clickbait. Bro. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like clickbait. And also, it sounds like not like Halloween kind of spooky. Also, we're kind of late on the spooky. We're going to be posting, like, a spooky one, but it's going to be, like, hey, it's not spooky. I don't care.
It could be called, we speak about the spooky in the non-spooky version.
Yeah. Because we did talk about Thanksgiving, so, you know, we're pretty up to date. We're pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yes, we're cool. We're amazing. I love spinning sure, because I can be spinning all the time that will I talk.
Oh my God, same. I'm literally doing that. This is spinny chair. Yes.
This is. I mean, this is the last ultimate hyperactive anything chair.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, like, who even invented it? Who was like the person that said let them spin? Because that person is brilliant. Yes.
Let me spin it down for you.
Let me spin it down for you.
I just, brother, I got these pills that I got to take for the acne. And I forget every damn day. It's just two of them every day and I still forget the time that I got to.
It was these pills that I was taking. I forgot what it was. I think they were allergy pills because you know, especially like during like the honestly this time and during like the spring, my allergies, bro. So and then I forgot. I would just forget. I couldn't remember. They were like labeled for me and everything. I just couldn't. It was also too like every day. I couldn't remember.
I have literally a sticky note that says pastilla tomar, and it has a little pastilla draw. And I still can't remember it because I don't even stare at the wall that much.
Oh my God, yeah, I had the exact same thing. I also had sticky notes like, take your pills, bro. And then like, what? Who said that?
Oh, maybe I should put it in the fridge. Maybe I will remember better that way. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's just how it be. Yeah.
And now I still got the clumped over. No, it's, I've been such a lazy ass in these days. I haven't done anything. I'm like,
Well, we're doing this. This is a thing.
Yeah.
So boom, count that lazy point away. Ooh.
I mean, I've been like thinking a lot of like, no, it's just I've been moving from one thing to another, like the 3D stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to retake the literature and movies and writing, I guess, a little.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know, I'm kind of like very messy.
Yeah. Honestly, I guess same. I'm very messy and not organized. But not my room, I think. Okay, right now it's kind of a mess because I have like a teacup that I just drank and like a sweater and stuff everywhere. Because but that's because it helps improve the sound. Because, yeah.
A what?
I'm making up excuses. I'm sorry. I have a bit
no,
of a
no,
mess.
Like, like. That you use a thing for the sound, but I didn't hear.
Oh, it's just my sweater. I just threw it on the computer so it wouldn't, like, the sound wouldn't bounce off weirdly.
I actually don't know. But... Well, I guess the room I'm now is, like, pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And also, I keep things a little more organized because my mom.
Yeah.
She just can't take anything, like...
Mm-hmm.
She just sees two things in the bed, and she's like, "So why do you have your room so disorganized?" And I'm like, "I just came from the street, and I've been sitting here for like 2 minutes. Like, goddamn it!"
Oh my gosh! No, yeah, it's exactly the same. My mom, she is very clean person. She loves having every single speck of dust absolutely out of sight. And everything. And I guess it made me kind of a really clean person also, since, you know, it like stuck onto me, her personality.
It is like impossible to not
being
a little.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I'm definitely not at her level, but I also don't like when, like, sometimes I'm lazy and I left things like yeah, later, but eventually I do it. Like, it's not like, but yeah, it's not like infinite. Mess forever and ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, also same. I think I could just say the same thing.
Same influence.
Same.
That's a good influence of this.
Also, I hope I'm honestly just so anxious that, like, if I press, like, I'm so anxious about the fact that if I press stop recording, it won't save to my files. I'm so scared of that. I really hope that all of this saves, because honestly I think it's going pretty good.
Yeah, right. But really, don't put a lot of pressure, because we're gonna have even more talks like this.
That's true.
Every time, because we're so random and awesome. So even if it's lost, you don't have to be so hard on that. I mean, of course it's stressing. But I don't know, it's just like,
yeah, especially
I promise I'm going to try to learn to do that, to record, because maybe my computer can handle it better. I don't think that it will have any problem with that.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't know any of this stuff, how it works. So
yeah,
I'm scared of like messing up because of not knowing how to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's okay. I'll walk you through it. We can start doing that. Yeah. Also, and then I guess that'll also help, since we can like take turns editing it, so that isn't just like, yeah.
I think that we could do like a different random thumbnail for each.
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, like during the conversation. Yeah.
Something that's related, but well, I don't know. I mean, most of podcasts are just like the two images of like the screen of them, you know.
Yeah.
Like Discord screen and screen. Screen. And yeah, and they have like a thumbnail, but that's it.
Yeah, we'll make the thumbnail something different, but that's just like the image for like thing.
I also have to work on that because you have been doing everything, so sorry.
Yeah.
Promise I also do that.
Okay. That's okay. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like a 2 second thing. We could just throw like a thumbnail, funny little thumbnail together. Split like spooky.
We can just make like grab a real image and do like it, draw with like something random. Yeah. Or, I don't know. Over it.
Exactly. It could just be anything silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just no, hold on. I do have to have opened the goal translator because I forgot one.
The goals? The what?
Yawn. I was just yawning.
The yawning. Yawning.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
What was that? Oh yeah, I heard that. What was that?
It was a translator. Oh no.
Oh my god. translator, translate this.
Skibidi, skibidi.
Skibidi, skibidi, bam bam.
Damn.
Oh, shoot the phone. Bang, bang, bang.
It's contaminated.
Oh. yeah, but this was nice. This was a good first run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope you guys like the podcast. I like it. Do you like it?
I like it. Yes.
I guess. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. You should just play like a little song. I don't know. This could be a chance for you to like make like little songs, I guess. I mean, not like, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know that's like.
That will be motivated to do like an ultra song at least.
Yeah, yeah. Just
I don't know if beginning too, because I think that it will be funnier to play something very random. Like,
yeah. It's like random, like little silly song.
But maybe for the ultra.
Yeah.
A new ultra.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, this was fun. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
Because you're off your bananas.
Because I'm
off. You haven't had your banana daily banana, so that's why he's so off.
You're actually right. I don't think I've had a single banana today.
I eat a lot of dogs today, though.
Oh, God.
They were very tasty.
Cannibalism.
There's no. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Should I end it? Is this the end?
This. I try so hard and I'm so wrong in the end. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Bye. Well, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.